Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Y'all are going to love today's episode. We have Keaton Milburn, one of my oldest friends. I adore her. We have been friends for, God, I don't even know, like 6-7 years at this point. She's been on the show many, many times. Back when I was living in LA, Keaton and I would see each other probably at least once a month. We were long distance besties and we were always together. Love her so much. She's also a reader. We're bringing back the book series. It never left. I just haven't recorded one in a bit. And I really want to make that a common theme on the show. I would like to bring book club back, okay? So y'all let me know what kinds of book episodes you want, who you want me to have on, if there's any like book influencers you love, any authors you love. You guys let me know. There's something I love to talk about more than books, okay? So this is a great episode because Keaton's a huge fantasy reader and I'm not really. So I feel like I'm here for the girls in fantasy. I had to outsource and I found someone. I brought her on the show and this is for you. We talk about other things that aren't just like fantasy books. And even if you're not a reader, honestly, I feel like it's a good episode. Little bestie catch up. But anyways, without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy. As always, you can watch us on YouTube as well. We are a vlog cast and that will be linked in the show notes. Go subscribe to that YouTube channel, okay? Love you guys so much. And let's welcome Keaton on to the show. Guys, we just started off this episode with a little group yawn in the studio. I'm feeling good about it.
Even though we've had 2 coffees this morning.
You know what? That's crazy. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. Guys, we have Keaton on the pod. You are a highly requested guest for the book episode.
Wait, are you just telling me that? Because I feel honored about
that. No, you really are. No, I'm lying.
She's like, actually, I just made that up.
I've never told someone they're highly requested if they weren't. Like, I just like, hey guys.
I'm asking because I'm like, I would. I'd be like, everyone wanted you.
No, yeah. No, everyone
was dying to see you. Just me.
No, like I will be solid. Like if I want someone on the podcast, like I want someone on the podcast. Like, yeah. It's because I have some questions. You know what I mean?
I am a new book girly. So that's why I'm like, wait, I'm so excited.
I don't think it's new at this point anymore.
I guess I feel new because you're like a long-term book girl.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like to me, you started the love.
Thank
books.
You. And you know what? I agree.
Take that. Take that and run with
like
it.
Our friends.
Yeah.
You know, not like at large or anything.
Yeah.
But like our friend group. Also, you've been on the show like 7 times now.
Yeah. I love it here.
But not for a book episode.
I know. That's why I'm really excited today.
It's also good because the girlies love fantasy and like I'm just not a huge fantasy girly. Mm-hmm. How many times can I say girly? Like take a shot every time you hear it in this episode. Just kidding. But it'll be good because you can be like our residential. You can be our resident fiction. No, our resident fantasy book girl.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Fantasy is like one of my favorite, if not my favorite genre to read.
It definitely is your favorite genre.
And I like will die over books. And then I go and check KE Book Club and she's like 3 stars. And I'm like, whoa, that was 10
okay,
for me.
Listen. The first ACOTAR book.
Okay.
That was like, I liked it, but it's just hard because here's the thing. The first book in any fantasy series, which is what I've learned, mm-hmm. is that it's setting the world up.
Yes.
So that's a lot of learning and a lot of weird words that I'm not mm-hmm. really quite getting, and they're really long. And so that is hard.
Yeah, it is hard to get into if it's not something that you're used to.
Yes.
I think for me, like as a reader, I read all throughout like elementary, high school,
me too,
middle
school.
Like I always read and I loved fantasy. Like that was the only thing that I read. So I feel like that's why it just comes more naturally to me. Like I read Twilight, Shatter Me. Like I read, what is it? Maze Runners, like Divergent.
Hunger Games.
I read all of it. So I think that's why it's natural.
That's why I don't understand why it's harder for me as an adult.
What happened to you?
I don't know, because I was the biggest Twilight fan there's ever been. Like,
yeah.
Literally obsessed. I could tell you exactly where I was when I found out that Jacob had imprinted on her resume. I literally, my jaw dropped. I ran to the other room. My parents were divorced. I was newly in the first rental. I ran to my mom's room to tell her. I was in fifth grade. She had no idea what I was talking about. And I was obsessed. But here's the thing. I do like it. I will say, I think the time that you read a book, the timing is very important because you've got to be in the mood for it. And for me, with fantasy, it needs to be cold outside.
Yeah, it's
and I
be
need
fall.
To be in the mood. Which I was planning on, you know, catching up and reading all of them this winter. And yeah. I've been in the worst like fiction book slump of my life. And I've just been reading so much nonfiction, which doesn't make sense. So it's really cutting into my fantasy time. I'm open. I like the second one of A Court of ACOTAR.
I mean, you absolutely have to.
Obviously.
It's the best one.
And I loved Fourth Wing. Like, I loved
that. Okay, that's good.
You didn't like it that much, right?
Okay, I loved Fourth Wing. Okay. I did not like the second book, Iron Flame.
Me neither. Iron Flame
was pretty much like, I would rather rip my teeth out with pliers than read that again.
I have to be really honest with you. I am at 42% and I have not
And finished. You will be there for the next 6 months.
No, first off, I read all the time. The word count of that book has to be so insane, mm-hmm. but also that I was so excited. Like when I finished Fourth Wing, I was like, oh my God, I was literally like some loser all over social media, like practically begging for an advanced reader's copy. Obviously not going to get me one. Never got that, by the way. And I was so excited. I had pre-ordered it. I was like, it was on my calendar. I was like, you need to like have less work so you can read this book that day. And then I started reading it and I was like, am I the only person who feels that way? And I thank God everyone's together.
I was just about to say that. Like, the good thing about this is I felt that way when I was reading it. And then when I went on social and I saw that everyone and all of my friends who are reading it, we all feel the same exact way. Something about it, it's too long. There's a lot of unnecessary plot in it. It's still a great book. Like, I still, like, I'm going to read the third one. I finished it. I'm still going to continue the series. But Fourth Wing was just absolutely everything.
Like, it was so good.
It was so good that, like, you're just like waiting for the second one. And then it was just not, I don't know what it was. It wasn't it.
It just wasn't it. And it just went on for too long. The first book I loved, and I understand the love for fantasy. And I, again, it's weird because I grew up reading pretty much nothing but fantasy. That's what you read as a kid.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I really could see myself getting into it. I think it's just difficult for me, honestly, because of my Goodreads goal, because they're so fucking long. And I'm like, wait, I have to read 7 books this month, which is not a good way to go about it. I understand your goal doesn't matter. I just like having that because it makes me stay on my routine of reading.
Yeah.
You know, so I should maybe back off with that. And I should, what should I read?
Yeah. But the thing is like, reading should be enjoyable. That's mm-hmm. why you're reading. And if you're not enjoying it, like, don't feel like, oh my God, well, I have to finish this book. Just be like, or like, I have to read. Like, if you're not enjoying it, you're not enjoying it. It sucks. Like, I was like, I'm like that too. Like, I have to finish things. I never like do not finish a book. Like,
same.
I'm like,
it's
I
so
will finish
rare.
It. I don't care. There's only one book that I have not like in
what
the past
like,
2 years. It was the Selection series, which is a young adult. Okay, the reason I read this is because Destiny bought it for me for my birthday. She read it when she was in high school. And she was like, I haven't read this in years, but I think you would like it. When I read it again, I was like, this is super like young adult, like adolescent. It just wasn't my vibe. So I read the first two in the series. I started the third one because I was like, I'm just going to finish it. I really couldn't. I got like 12 pages in. Like literally, I was like 12 pages in. And I was like, I think we're done.
Yeah.
I think that I don't care enough about these
chapter
people.
Ends.
Yeah, like I hope that these characters are doing well, but I really could care less what happens to them and I would rather read something else.
Yeah.
And my time is valuable and I need to go back to my smut and I don't really need this.
The thing is, I know that I could like it. Like because I love Harry Potter too. Like I love Harry Potter.
Yep.
So if I'm like cuddled up and it's like, I like the idea when I'm like by the fire reading a fantasy book. It's just, I think it's the length of the book, because another thing about me is that when I'm reading a book, it doesn't matter how much I actually like the contents of the book or not. Mm-hmm. The faster I finish a book, which again has nothing to do with like if I'm reading it because I want to and I can't put it down.
Yeah.
The faster I read a book, the more I typically like it, because if I drag something out, I feel a lot less connected to it. So with fantasy, if it takes me longer to get through, it just, for some reason, I can't describe it. It's just harder.
That's how I feel. But what I will say is, like, I think one of the main reasons, like, I read a lot of just like one off, like a romance novel or mm-hmm. like whatever, like just like a random fiction novel. But like with fantasy, the reason I really love fantasy so much is because I love character development. Like, I don't mm-hmm. get that in just like a one book that's like, totally. Even if it's like 500 pages, like I'm getting character development. But over the course of like six books, like the characters mean so much more yeah. to me than any other book that I've ever read, because I'm like, I know everything about you. And I think that's why I like them more. I just feel so much more connected to them
totally.
In a way, because I can like see what they've been through or why they make certain, like you start realizing like why they make certain choices. Whenever I'm reading like a one-off book, I'm like, I don't really know you that well. So I don't really know like why you would do this.
That's
but
true.
In fantasy, I get it. I'm like, I know exactly why, because I know you. My best friend.
I prefer series. Like, I think about like Magnolia Parks, and like, I like that because I know, outside of being friends with Jessa and like her also being a basically like resident co-host here, like, I like knowing so much about the characters throughout. And those are long books.
That's on my TBR. You have never read any. I just ordered all four of them because I wanted the cute like little covers mm-hmm. that they have. And so I just ordered all four. It's on my TBR for 2024. And I'm very excited about it.
Here's the thing. I know I talk about it a lot just when Jess is on, but I like read the books before they were out. And this is before the Magnolia Parks is the first book she ever released. So she wasn't a published author at that point. And okay. I read it mainly like we became friends on Instagram before we were like actual friends mm-hmm. just through a lot of like mutual people. Dom actually introduced us, and I loved those books, but I feel like they don't make my list enough because I didn't, I used to literally to log the books because they weren't even on Goodreads. I would like do like a specific band's like sheet music.
Okay.
To like remember like that was the one.
Like, this is the one.
But they're so good, and I forget to put them actually on my list because they're never on my yearly wrap up because I read it like prior, and now I'm confused on like what I've read and what I haven't.
Yeah.
So I need to like get back into it. But that is easily my favorite series, I would say, honestly, of like all time. Like, they're so good. Let's talk my favorite topic, which is Macy's on 34th. I actually already have a tab open right now because I was actually buying some things the other day, and I never close out of my tabs on my laptop, apparently. But I'm going to go through some of my favorites. So my favorite pants ever are the women's hole-on wide leg pants created for Macy's. I have them in blue and black in a size small. Definitely size down. I'm normally a size medium. I got them in a size small. Love those. Then they have this really cute like pink fur jacket. They have pink corduroy pants. I mean, they just have the best stuff. So if y'all are unfamiliar, Macy's all new brand on 34th was designed for and with women like you. Made for your body, your style, and whatever your day has in store. Each piece is designed to mix and match seamlessly with everything in your closet. You need a blazer to go from work to after hour drinks. Pants with the perfect amount of stretch, a statement skirt with sequins, then on 34th is your new go-to. Let's be real. Sometimes just things get so busy that planning your outfit around your day can get overwhelming. It's just like another thing to add to the to-do list. When you're already overwhelmed, you're already tired, especially this time of year, it gets so crazy. So I cannot recommend checking out Macy's.com to shop on 34th now. They have the cutest stuff at the best prices. And I can only imagine their prices for Black Friday are going to be crazy. They have an early Black Friday sale right now, and I'm looking at this stuff, and it's actually unreal. They have beautiful coats. They have cute little like pantsuit looking things. They have great blouses. They have a really cute like tweed dress. Oh, wow. I'm actually going to order that. Guys, you have to just check them out, okay? So go to Macy's.com to shop on 34th now. Again, that is Macy's.com to shop on 34th now.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you a rereader? Do you reread books?
No, but I would reread. Like, I would reread that.
Okay. I was just wondering because, like,
do you?
I do. And, like, if I really love a book and I just can't let it go, I will reread it like 6 months later.
Okay. I was just going to say how long in between.
Like, not right back to back, but, like, I'm definitely a rereader. And, like, some people just aren't like, I feel like it's weird, not weirder, but it's, like, less common to, like, keep rereading the same book.
What books do you reread?
Well, with fantasy, sometimes I'll reread a book because there's so much information.
Yeah.
But I also really liked it. Like, I've reread ACOTAR before because I'm like, I just need to, like, understand this again. Or, like, I just...
You want to be back in the world.
Yeah, I want to be back in this world. Like, I read those books way too quickly that I have to go back because I'm like, I finished those in, like, 2 months. And that's not natural. So I read the whole ACOTAR series in a month. And that was not good for me because then I had nothing else to live for afterwards.
Totally. How many books are there in the series?
There's 5 in ACOTAR. And then there's obviously, like, the other 2 that she has, which are insane. I think the reason I love fantasy so much is because if you like Harry Potter and you like good writing where everything ties together in a way that you're just like, how did this connect? Like, you know, when you get to the end of Harry Potter and it's like everything about all of the movies starts making sense. That's what you get in these books. And you're just like, wait, that she wrote this in such a sick way that it just makes so much sense once you read them.
You know why else I think I would really like fantasy? Because it has nothing to do, it's not relatable in any way, shape, or form. The people that I love that I follow on, like, TikTok, like, for example, my favorite follows are people who live on farms. I mean, that's becoming more relatable.
I was going to say.
But, like, people who live in the North Pole, like, who have completely different lives than me. When people are, like, begging for people to be relatable, I'm like, please, be as unrelatable as possible. I want to have nothing in common with you.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more interesting to me when I have nothing in common with them.
That is a pet peeve of mine in books, which I know you sent that over to me, but, like, I don't like pop culture references in books that are done in, like, a very corny way. Like, I'm reading for an escape. Like,
totally.
I'm not really trying. Like, there's some books and they'll reference TikTok and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up right now. Don't talk about this in this book. Like, I want this to be, like, not at all what could be real. And that's, I think, why I like fantasy so much. I'm like, this is just, like, the most, I'm obviously not hunting for my food. Hello. Like, but this is iconic and she's, like, so sickening. So love
but
her.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I'm like, I love her.
It's like when movies, when they started doing, like, text bubbles and everyone's like, stop.
Yes. Yes. It's, that's exactly what it is. I don't like that. Like, sometimes it works.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's not my vibe.
It's also like when movies, books, when they try to be, like, too with the times right now and it's like, it just feels so forced and inauthentic.
Yeah.
It just feels weird. Like, it's like you're like a try hard. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to, like, stay with the times, but, like, you should just stay in your lane.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Like, I'm reading a book.
Yeah, I'm reading a book. I'm not here to learn. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, this is not what I came here for. I don't want to know about this. Please don't talk about that.
Not even here to learn. It's more so like, this is stupid stuff. Like, I don't care about, like, if you're referencing a pop culture moment of, like, so-and-so's, like, affair. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need it either. I'm not into it.
Yeah, I don't like that at
not
all.
My vibe.
I'm trying to think of pet peeves I have in books. Oh, okay. What tropes do you like? Because I love Grumpy Sunshine. Like, I am a Grumpy Sunshine girl.
Oh, that's the best.
And that makes so much sense given my dating history.
You're like, so a Grumpy Sunshine girl.
So grumpy. Like, you need to, like, not smile besides when you're with me.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if you show any ounce, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, okay, I love an enemies to lovers.
See,
that is my favorite. I think that's my favorite.
This is so opposite. Like, I don't like enemies to lovers, even though everyone loves it. Like, I don't know what it is about it. I just don't love it. And I love, like, my, like, Margot hates, like, miscommunication tropes.
Oh, okay. I hate that.
Oh, I live for it. Okay, well, Magnolia Park's gonna be for you, but, like, I fucking love it. Like,
you love a miscommunication trope?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I would like to miscommunicate.
That's why I had to do not finish. Like, I'm like, I can't. I can't with the miscommunication. Yeah. Like, I literally want to, like, rip the book into pages. Like, I hate it. Did you read Before We Were Strangers?
Yeah, love. Okay. I meant to DM you.
That was kind of miscommunication in a way, but it wasn't where I didn't like it.
Okay, so does that make sense? I mean miscommunication. That's exactly what I mean. That's what I mean by Magnolia Parks. Miscommunication can just be
like a misunderstanding almost. Not like I said this, you heard it different. Like, yes, I hate that.
That is not what I'm
just
saying.
Just speak to each other.
And also I think it's different. Like with Magnolia Parks, they're growing up and at different phases and things just aren't really working out at the right time. And like at the end of the day, like, it's like when two people like actually like want to be with each other, but they're like so fucked up they can't, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That I feel like you would still like Magnolia Parks.
I know. I think I would like Magnolia Parks. Yeah. Like I'm reading it no matter what. I ordered the books.
No, but I love miscommunication. Like, miscommunicate all you want, please.
Oh God.
Obsessed. I can't.
No, enemies to lovers. Like, I'm literally like, punch me in the face and then four chapters later, like, tell me that you love me. Literally, I'm obsessed.
I think with enemies to lovers,
I'm sick.
Not that all these aren't predictable. Like, you can get the general idea, like, with any of the books that you're reading.
Reading the same 17 books that have the same exact trope. I'm like, I know exactly what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't know. I think that's why I don't love enemies to lovers. Back to fantasy, though. Like, what series would you recommend to someone who's, like, breaking into fantasy, if you will?
I mean, honestly, like, I really would recommend the A Court of Thorns and Roses series, because there's other fantasy series that I've read that I like, but they don't, like, have all the aspects. For example, like, Shatter Me is, like, a good, like, fantasy series, and it's dystopian, so it's, like, more, like, Hunger Games vibe. You know, it's, like, districts, and now they're poor. Whereas, like, A Court of, like,
now they're poor.
And period. And that's the end of that story.
And that's what happened.
And they're all broke.
Yeah.
No, but it's, like, dystopian in that way, but it's, like, young adult. Like, for me, like, I need to have, like, some type of romance in, like, a fantasy series. Yeah. Like, I do like fantasy, but I need to have, like, something form
to cling
of that
to.
Yeah, something to cling to, something to root for, like a triangle, something. So I would honestly say the A Court of Thorns and Roses. The only thing with that is, which, like, if you love it a lot, you've got to read the rest of the series, because they're all, like, connected. It's like a, like, multiverse vibe. So, like, then, you know, you're gonna get sucked into, like, a 20 book thing.
Okay,
but you don't have to be. You can just read A Court of Thorns. Actually, no. I feel like she just recently said, if you read A Court of Thorns and Roses, if you read A Court of Thorns and Roses, you have to read Crescent City, because now everything's mashed. But it's A Court of Thorns and Roses is the best. It's the best. I'll never get over it. Like, the feeling I had when I first read those books was just the best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah.
You know, fantasy authors, what they are is they're businesswoman. Okay.
Oh, she's getting her bag.
Getting her bag, because not only do you have to buy one book, you have to buy all seven in the series. And then the other series that are looped in, you really are a 20 book thing at that point.
Oh, yeah. Because I mean, Throne of Glass is 8 or 9 books. So I obviously bought all of those, read every single one. I mean, and the last two books, the last book in Throne of Glass is 900 pages. So it's a huge book. Then you get to Crescent City. There's 2 books out right now. And the third one comes out this month. But on top of that, each different seller that she has, so Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, there's like 5 different sellers that each have different bonus chapters. So you have to pick which bonus chapter you think you might want and get it from that seller. Like, I pre-ordered the book from Walmart. I've never ordered a book from Walmart in my life. Like, on pre-order, and I did it because I needed this specific bonus chapter that I knew was going to be only at Walmart. But like, what am I going to do about the Barnes & Noble chapter? I don't know. Like, she's going to get her bag.
These women are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, it's like a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder what their sales are. Like, remember when Colleen Hoover like popped off and she sold more books than the Bible for like the first time ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was insane. Was it Ends With Us? Is that what it is?
It was all of her books collectively. I think it was 2020, because it was when all this stuff started to pop off.
Okay.
And yeah, all of a sudden she's back on the Times list for books that were released 10 years ago.
Yeah, because I read Colleen Hoover in high school, yeah, which I thought was crazy, because when I picked back up reading, obviously I like read a couple Colleen Hoover books and I was like, I remember reading her in high school. Like, I read a bunch of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, but like, they are going to get their bag.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I actually would love, this would be a good podcast episode for me to do just because I'm interested in it. I would love to know the actual like finances behind being an author at that level.
Yeah.
Because when they're doing all of those, like, she's doing exclusive deals for these books.
100%.
I wonder like what that is.
Oh, Brandon was trying to tell me, because I'm like always ordering all these books. And like, I'm like, I mean, she's got to be like so rich. Like, I'll be like talking about different authors. He's like, you think they're like rich? And I'm like, are you on the right planet? He thinks like I'm the only person in the world that reads. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he like thinks it's so weird that I just like read all day. I'm like, you yeah, know, like they make a lot of money. He's like, I mean, they can't make that. And I'm like, are you delusional?
They're selling
like,
millions
I'm
of books.
I'm not the only. It's not like there's like a couple hundred people yeah, reading. Like, what?
And they're getting like movie deals.
Yeah, it's like I'm like, oh, they're just like randomly on Hulu, but they're a nobody. Like, what yeah, are you talking about?
Like, that's not how that works. I mean, I don't think you make a ton of money as an author who's
yes,
not selling, but obviously exactly, I know that's like a hard, but we're talking about,
I'm talking about the Colleen Hoovers right and the people now, who are like getting, like she's getting a deal and like so Blake Lively's going to be in her movie. I'm like, you don't think she's making money off that? Like, what? Doesn't make sense.
That is crazy. I am going to go back though and read Iron Flame, like finish it, because I need to like,
good luck.
Actually, maybe I'm not, because honestly, it just like wasn't bringing me joy.
Okay, but can I just be honest? Like, Iron Flame was not bringing me that much joy. And because it's such a long book, I had to download it on Audible and like listen to it. Like,
I also did that and I was still at 42%.
Yeah, I had to start like listening while I was doing the laundry and stuff, mm-hmm, because I was like, I physically can't sit here and read this anymore. Like, I put it on 2 yes, times speed.
I did too.
And it's like speaking really fast in my ear. I'm like, come on, like, let's get through this book.
When you're reading books that are 900 pages long,
yeah,
are you ever like, okay, like, let's hurry this up?
No, not if it's good. Like, with yeah, Throne of Glass, I'm like, oh my God, like, this can't end. Like, I'm like, there's too much. Like, we have so much to talk about. But you know, you can tell when a book, like, when you're enjoying what you're reading by like how yeah, long it takes you to finish like those books. Like, I feel like when you're really invested, it's like nothing. You just like breeze through it, or you like really enjoy it. Like, there's some books I take my time and read because I'm like, I know that this is just like a chill book, but if it's really good, like with Fourth Wing, I was like, this is done in a day. I cannot put this down. Like, yeah, I have to know what happens. I'm too invested.
I was dying. I like couldn't yeah, do anything besides read that book.
I couldn't even sleep. I was like literally yeah, dreaming of them. I was like, what same, are they doing with their dragons? Like, I'm so on another planet right now. But
it just makes me so sad that Iron Flame was that. You know what is so weird? Like, when I found out, because I had already read, what's the book, The Things We Left Remember,
yeah, Things We Left Behind.
No,
Things We Never Got Over.
No, see, this is the issue with books.
They use about
5 words and they just mix them up. Okay,
exactly.
No, the other one by, I'm gonna look it up because Margot read it and was so obsessed with this book, made us all read it, and we all loved it. Wasn't fantasy, okay? It was Rebecca Yarros, by the way, is like, I read so many of her books last year or this. 2023.
I saw, yeah.
Oh my God, so many of her like romance books and I love them. Okay, so, The Things We Leave Unfinished. So okay. I wasn't that far off. That is so not a fantasy book. Okay, that is.
Yeah.
So when I found out, because for some reason to me, the fact that an author can write a different genre. Yeah. Not even a different genre. Like for some reason, this only applies to fantasy.
Yeah.
Like when you're a fantasy writer, I feel like you're just a fantasy writer because it's so specific.
I agree.
And the fact that you can write, I don't even know why I feel this way. But when I found out that the woman who wrote Fourth Wing was I was filming myself as I put this together in my head, mm-hmm. was the same woman who wrote The Things We Leave Unfinished.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over it. I literally, to me, that was like the craziest thing that I'd ever seen.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I feel that way, like even with like thriller authors, like yeah. I'm like, I just can't picture you really writing anything else, which mm-hmm. is like literally not true at all. But like, I'm like, you're a thriller author. Like, yeah. Don't write anything else.
No. And like, not fair of us to say and not yeah. cool, but like for some reason.
Yeah. Like I just put you in a box. Yeah. You have to stay in that box or else it doesn't really fit with my narrative that I have of you.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. But I will say Rebecca Yarros, I'll read off one of my favorite books of 2023. So she writes a lot. I believe her husband is, I'm assuming, a veteran, something of that sort. He okay. served, I think. Okay. Because a lot of her books have to do with like people in service of some sort. Okay. Right. So they all have like military ties. But I never thought I would like be into that at all until I just happened to read more of her books because I was like, oh, I really like these two. I'll like give it a try. The Last Letter by Rebecca Yarros is one of my favorite books I've ever read.
I've heard of this. Yes.
I was reading it in my pool and I finished and I was sobbing by myself.
See, like, I love books like that.
It was so good. And anyone I send that book to and has read it has texted me and like there's like tears, like photos once they finish. It was so good. I also liked In the Likely Event by her. And then I read a couple others. I pretty much loved all of them. But The Last Letter and In the Likely Event were my top two.
I think I could branch out and read some more books by her. It's just like kind of weird in reverse. You know what yes. I mean? Like
that's what I'm
reading
saying.
Iron Flame and Fourth Wing and then being like, wait, you wrote this? Like, it's just, what is this?
It's so...
Where are the dragons?
It's also weird because a lot of them, like just the fact that they all have those ties, which mm-hmm. I love when an author does that. Like I love when they have some sort of common theme. Like Jennifer Hillier is one of my favorite thriller authors and she writes everything in the Pacific Northwest. Like I like things yes. like that.
Yes.
So I think it's cool that she has those ties and like people I've never really read. I mean, I know there's other books that they have that ties. Yes. I've just never read them. And I really like that, but it's just so crazy. I mean, she is a woman, Rebecca Yarros, a woman of many talents. Okay.
A woman of many talents.
She's very multifaceted.
She really is.
She
but
can
I love
do
that for her.
I really do love that for her. Okay, we have our phones because we have so many things. We haven't even gotten to this part.
Yeah, we just like started rambling, like literally. Yeah. What?
Actually, let's do, I know I gave you top three books of all time, but I changed mine to this year. So you can give us your top three books because I've already said it a billion times and I don't really know. I change my mind like every day.
Okay.
Can I guess yours?
Okay, yeah, but I don't know if you'll guess it. I feel like mine are...
Because
yeah.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say A Court of Thorns and Roses.
You're very close.
That's not even on your top three?
Well, of all time, of all Sarah J. Maas books, like if I were to just lump a series, Throne of Glass was my favorite series that I've ever read by her. That's like, oh, that was actually her first fantasy series that she ever wrote. And it's the one that's 8 books.
Wow.
And it's my favorite.
Do you think
thing
I should
ever.
Read
and
it?
And I read that in 2023 and I loved it so much. I mean, yes, but did you finish A Court of Thrones and Roses? Like, did you
no,
ever?
I only read
I don't
two.
Think, I don't think, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you like literally care. Yeah.
No, but I like want to. Like, I could see myself getting
Throne
into
it. Throne of Glass is very, very good. And to me, I like it more because, like I said, like I like character development and I like to read different people's perspectives with A Court of Thorns and Roses, you just get like Feyre's perspective and that's it. Like it's only about mm-hmm. her. In the other ones, you eventually get, you get like a bunch of different like POVs, which I really enjoy because I feel like I know like even the side characters, like I'm like, I know everything about you because I got your POV. Like
of the A Court of Thorns and Roses series, which book was your favorite?
Maybe the last one, Silver Flames, or there's like a nostalgia that I have for reading the second one. Mist and Fury is so good and it's like after you read that first book, which is like world building, you know, it is very world building. Like you're like, I have no idea what I'm reading. It's basically gibberish the first like 5 chapters because you're like, these are words I've never heard.
I literally was like, what is like a fairy, whatever. I literally was like, what?
Yeah. So like after the first book, like that second book, I don't know. It's like so special to me. I don't know. I love
it. I was hoping you were going to say the third one because that's what I have next.
Oh, Wings and Ruin is fire.
How do you remember all these names?
I said this the other day, my friends always make fun of me. I remember everything. You know how people will be like, oh my God, I read a book and I don't even know the plot of it. I remember like every single thing about every book ever.
That's a really good thing. I think I
have a photographic memory. I think that's what it is. Like, I can like literally see like,
That,
like in my head, I'm like, I like know where I could find that in the book.
Oh,
that makes
sense. Yeah, you have a photographic memory for sure.
That's what that is, right?
If a book is unique in the sense that it's just not the same story told over and over again, I'll remember it. But if it's some, when they start to mesh together with other books, I cannot tell you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll outgrow that, but I pretty much remember like everything. Like I know exactly what happens in Wings of Ruin. Like if you were to text me and be like, oh, I'm at this part, I'm like, I know exactly what's happening after that. And I haven't read it since 2022. Like I'll know, but I'm a freak.
Okay, so top three books of all time.
Top three books of all time. I'm going to say series-wise. Well, I'm going to say of 2023, I'm of my favorite. I'm going to say Throne of Glass is my favorite series. And then I read One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
I love that.
And I loved that book so much. Like, I don't know. It just was, like, really beautiful. I really enjoyed it a lot. And I did not like, this is my unpopular opinion. I know you asked me this. I did not like Seven Husbands.
Oh my God, I love that book.
I did not like that book. And so
that's
I was like,
crazy to me.
When my friend Poppy was like, you got to read One True Loves. I was like, I don't know. Like, I just wasn't really feeling that completely redeemed. Like, I was like, this is the best book ever. I'm obsessed with it.
Justice for Taylor Jenkins Reid's early romance novels.
Yeah.
I've read every one of them. I actually really like them. And they're not very well liked. They're not so, like, spoken positively.
I
mean,
I
had
literally,
about,
yeah, I'd never heard of that. Yeah. And when I read it, I was like, this is like literally one of my favorite books that I've ever read. Like, yes. I was like sobbing towards the end of it. And it's like, when a book is like that small, it was like a pretty short book, but I'm like, if you can like make me feel that way,
totally,
this connected in such a short amount of time, I feel like that speaks so much. I don't know. I just really, really enjoyed that book.
I loved it. I love her early romance novels. I like those better than the stuff that's been coming out, honestly, besides Seven Husbands.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know what it was.
Did you read like Malibu Rising? Carrie
no,
Soda? I didn't love either of them.
I didn't read Malibu Rising because
I
was
Carrie
going
Soda,
to,
actually.
But I started with Seven Husbands, and I really didn't enjoy it. And so
but
then
her books are so different. Like honestly,
that's how I feel now. Yeah. And knowing after reading One True Loves, I'm like, okay, like I don't need to like put her in that box
because
I feel like I did, and so now I can like read some more by her and like actually really enjoy them. But yeah, I really liked that one. I don't know what my third all time favorite would be. I was going to say Before We Were Strangers, which is crazy because I read that last week.
Yeah.
But like it was immediately, I think, probably one of my favorite books ever, which everyone said it would be when I posted that I was reading it. If not that, since that's this year, I would say Normal People.
Before We Were Strangers is the book that got me into romance reading.
Really?
I thought I didn't realize that I liked romance books prior. I read that book in 2020 and I sat down. This is like peak COVID when I was reading five books a week and I would get in bed at like 5 p.m. with my like fake, like I'd have like kombucha and a wine glass and I would sit there in my townhouse and I would just sit and read. I read that book in one sitting. I stayed up that night. I couldn't stop reading it. I think Lauren Elizabeth and I read it around the same time, like all of our like book friends at that point. And I just couldn't stop. I could still tell you everything about that book. And I read it probably 300 books ago. It is so good. But that's the one I used to, that actually is when I give like, oh, if you're a new reader, these are like the three books you should read.
I would 100%
always on that list.
Yeah, I would 100% recommend it now that I've read it. And one of the things that we were just talking about, pet peeves, I do not like in books, I do not like a dual timeline. It is, it bothers me so much. It's way too much. It just like, it's overwhelming for me and I don't enjoy that. But Before We Were Strangers has a dual timeline and I loved it. So I'm like, the fact that that didn't affect me and it's one of my favorite books says a lot because the second I open a book and it's a dual timeline, I'm like, I gotta go. I have to exit.
I used to be like that now that I don't mind it anymore, but I used to really hate it.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot for some reason.
I wonder if that's what, maybe Before We Were Strangers cured me.
Before We Were Strangers, I loved it. It didn't bother me at all.
It's such a quick read and it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
I like am like praising it to every single person. I'm like, oh, have you read this book? You have to read it next. I don't care what you had planned. Read this one.
It's really quick too. Like, it's like a short book. Okay, so I wrote down actually five because
I'd love to hear
but
it.
But I just had like backup, okay? First one I already said, The Last Letter by Rebecca Yarros.
Yes.
Okay. I read 20 Years Later, Charlie Donnelly, and I did that as a book club book. Amazing book club book. Not every book is a book club book, okay? Mm-hmm. You need to be able to discuss it. A horrible, horrible book club book would be It Starts With Us. There's nothing to discuss, okay? You need something that has multiple different timelines, a lot of different perspectives. You need something that's very layered and you really have to think about it because then you actually have things to discuss. You need a lot going on in the book. That book, amazing for a book club. Anyways, I loved that one. A little wild card, To Love Jason Thorne by Ella Mace. Mize, I don't know how you actually say her name. Have you read that one?
Mm-mm.
Loved it. Margaret recommended it to me. And I was like, okay, it's like one of those like cutesy animated cover. Like I didn't know if I was actually going to like it. Loved that book. I read that book. I was flying to LA. I started that book the night before my flight, finished it, started the sequel after. And serious. I finished it by the time the next morning. I'd finished two books by the time I was walking onto the plane.
I love when that happens.
Was obsessed. I love those. And it was To Hate Adam Connors, the second one.
Oh, I've heard of that one. Okay.
It's good. It's a sequel. But I love them both, but still love Jason Thorne's better.
Okay.
This year, I read a ton of Freida McFadden and a ton of Rebecca Yarros. Freida McFadden's an amazing thriller writer, and they're quick, they're fast. Sure, they're replications of other books. Yeah. Sure. Okay, sewer. Whatever. But I still love them, so it doesn't really matter. The Inmate by Freida McFadden. Have you read The Inmate?
Yep.
Loved that book. It was so good. I mean, there was a little whiplash at the end.
The ending was a little chaotic for me. Yes,
I agree.
But it was still so intriguing whole way through.
My only critique of the book was that there was too much going on at the end.
The end was too overwhelming. And I felt like she was trying to tie up a lot of loose ends in a short amount of time. That was the only thing for me. Like, I was like, I feel like you're really trying to make this all mesh together when like it needs to be like spaced out a little bit more.
Yes.
A little chaotic.
Did you see the ending coming?
Kind of.
Same. I just remember being like, I could see it going either way.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's the point. But yeah, I could kind of see it coming, but not with the mom. Like I was so thrown by that. I was like, I'm so confused.
I just read, I'm not even going to say, the fifth book was Five Star Weekend, but I've talked about that so many times on this podcast, so on the book episode, so I'm not going to say it. But I just read The Surrogate Mother by her.
And by Freida.
Yes. And it, I mean, obviously it's about surrogacy and probably very much a like trigger warning. Like, I wouldn't recommend it if that's like in all seriousness, but the book was really good. But the ending, I really couldn't tell where it was going. And like, I wanted so badly for like one person to actually be fine and like, clear and in the whatever, but they confuse you. You know what my biggest pet peeve is a book? I just got it. When the narrator lies to you.
Oh, I love it. Like, oh my God, perfect marriage.
I did love The Perfect Marriage, but
like
also,
she lied.
The Perfect Marriage, here's the thing. That book was incredible, but like in thrillers, no more wives killing the husbands or the wives doing it. Like,
well, yeah, I'm like sick of it. It's like old news.
It's so old news. Like, that's what I always say. Like, a good thriller is when the wife doesn't kill the husband. And that book was so amazing. And then it was literally the most basic, obvious ending. Like, that book would have been like a 6-star to me, but it had the ending like just made
Gone Girl.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of the thriller books I read are like very Gone Girl vibe.
Yes.
Like, you know, like they just have that like twist with like the wife or whatever it is.
And I feel like as a society, like as a culture, we're past that. Like, we need to like.
Yeah, I'm past it. But I do love a liar.
See, I love a liar, but I don't like that they're lying. I don't like it because it makes me think like, okay, so I can't trust anything you said. Like, there's another one at Freida's book where the narrator's a liar. And I'm like, I just don't like it when you're lying to me. Like, I would like to be in on it with you. I would also like to be lying with you. Like, I'll back you. You know what I mean? But I don't like when they lie to us.
Like The Silent Patient. Like, that's a big fat lie.
I did love that book now that I think
about
it.
But I like it.
Like, I finished that book in a day.
It's like a lie in the right way.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Sometimes. Yeah, I guess that
is an
exception.
Like, I'm like, you did lie to me the whole time, but like, as you should. Like, that made sense.
And go off.
Do what you have to do.
Yeah.
I liked that.
That's actually pretty good. Okay. Top 3 books for a new reader.
Okay. Let me find it.
Okay. Before We Were Strangers for me, I would give someone 7 Husbands because I'm also always thinking like you need to read a book that there's a lot of conversations around because it makes it more fun and you're part of the group, you know?
Yeah.
And then, okay, I would say like a Freida McFadden. I would honestly say like The Last Mrs. Parrish is what I would do. It's not Freida McFadden. Freida McFadden, The Housemaid, is a copy of The Last Mrs. Parrish.
Yeah, which I wish I would have read. I wish I wouldn't have read The Last Mrs. Parrish, honestly, and I would have just read The Housemaid.
Yeah.
But anyway, I put like 3 different genres because whenever people ask me for book recs, I'm like, you could like anything. I really don't know. The Silent Patient is what I recommend. That was one of the first.
I loved it.
That was one of the first thrillers I read, and I was like, reading is so incredible. Like,
I saw the light.
Yeah, I was like, I have seen the light and this is the best book ever. I'm a true crime girly. I'm a thriller girly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are always like, when they read thrillers, like, is it really scary though? And I'm like, it's not like scary. Like, yes, it's creepy, but it's more like it's mystery vibe. So I would say The Silent Patient because I loved that. Mm-hmm. I also just recommended to Lindsay and like a couple other friends. I was telling them because they like romance, Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score.
Love.
Those 3 books.
Love.
Once you start with that first one with Knox, you're just like, God, this is so good. Grumpy Sunshine.
Obsessed. I didn't like the second one though. But
No. The second one wasn't that great. But the third one
I loved.
Oh my God. The third one was so good. So yes. I recommend those because I think those are great romance and they're not like Colleen Hoover because some of those I think are maybe they're too short and maybe they're a little too adolescent now. Lucy Score is a great author.
Great. I went through a phase. When I find an author that I like, I read every single book of theirs.
That's who I am.
Yeah. So I do love Lucy Score.
I would say like a Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score or anything Lauren Asher, like The Fine Print. Those are romance novels. Like that's what I would recommend to like a romance reader. And then obviously I tell people to read Sarah J. Maas. Like every single person that I can put onto that book, like I will.
Yeah.
I get like 20 texts a day being like, what do you recommend for this? I know you're the same way because you're like a book recommender. So I'm sure everyone texts you as well. But when it comes to fantasy, it's like overwhelming, I feel like, and people are very confused. So I always recommend it. I make everyone read it.
I know. I really do because I feel like I read so much too that like at a certain point, like there's not... Like when I ask for recs at this point, just because it's all I do, I don't watch TV. There's nothing that anyone can recommend. Like I have to keep finding things besides fantasy. So I really just gotta lean in.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you normally get your book recs from?
I get book recs from TikTok. Like if I follow, there's one girl, I'm sure you've seen her. Her name's Steph. Her last name starts with a B. I see her. I follow her on YouTube, actually. Okay. She has a YouTube channel that I'm subscribed to and she does like... She reads like all the time. Like she does like a 24-hour book reading challenge. So she'll see like how many books she can read in that. I just like to take book recs from her that I really enjoy. And she's just reads like all romance ones. But honestly, mostly like TikTok. Or I'll do the thing where I'll find an author that I'm like really obsessed with. And then I'll read every single book by that author because I'm like, I love you. So same. I do that a lot. Like I'll just like find one author and stick to them for like a month and read everything they have and then move on to the next.
I have certain friends that we have the exact same taste. So always, like Lauren Elizabeth and I have the exact same book taste. But you know, she's become a mother recently. So she's been reading less. And now she used to read more than me. Now I read more than her. So now like I'm not really getting many recs anymore. But I've seen she's been back. So that's very helpful. My friend Claudia, we're like Instagram friends. She's actually Colleen Hoover's assistant too. So that's helpful because she like also loves the book world and whatever. And we're always like messaging about different books. I love to get recs from her. And then I've never read a book from BookTok that I liked. Like that someone,
really?
Yeah. I've never, every time I read a book and I'm like, oh, this, I just must be picking the wrong ones. I'm like, why did I do that? Like this, why did I do that?
I also like it. I feel like that speaks so much to the types of books that I read versus like what you read. Like we like completely like
different books,
but also like, I feel like the best recommendations are just like by friends. Like if I'm in conversations with people and like, they'll be telling me what they just read. I'm like, okay, I'll add it to my Goodreads right now. And then I go home and finish it. So like, in conversation, I get great book ideas that way.
Same. I'm always adding things on TBR and Goodreads. Yeah. You know what I've been thinking of? I've been thinking about switching over to like Storygraph or Fable or the other ones because the actual interface is better.
Well, yeah. Goodreads has had the same interface for like 20 years. Like I've used this forever and it's always looked the same.
Yes.
I just like wouldn't. I don't know. I like it. I don't want to get rid of it.
I don't want to get rid of it either. I think I would like do multiple and just like see which one I like the best. I do like Goodreads, but I just feel like it could be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. Every time I open it up,
but I kind of like that it's outdated.
Yeah. It's like nostalgic. Like I have like all my old books on there that I read when I was like in elementary school. I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah. I haven't like switched. Clearly, so I don't care that much. A lot of mine are in conversation now. I have my friend Allison, actually, that is always texting me. We have the same book recs. I have friends that, like, we have the same podcast recs, so we send each other podcasts, like, every week. I have friends with the same book recs, so we send each other books. So I feel like now it really is more of a one-on-one connect. I'm not getting as many. But I think with BookTok, I don't follow BookTok people, so I think I just don't follow the right ones for me. I think I'm just seeing random, and I'm like, oh, I'm seeing this talked about a lot. And I'm on the wrong algorithm for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, that was literally the worst book. And my friends in Dallas are the same way. They're like, anything I read off BookTok, it's the worst book I've ever read.
I think we're on the wrong one. Can you like give an example of like a book that you saw on BookTok and then you're like, wow, that was a huge waste of my time?
Okay, I'm trying to think because I haven't read one in a while at this point. I don't know. One that I can give an example that was a friend was a couple of my friends read The Spanish Love Deception or whatever and said it was the worst book they've ever read.
Okay, yeah, I've
but
never
like
read
I hate
that.
To say that because I feel bad. I feel like really like sensitive towards like being mean about books.
Oh, see, that's the thing is like I don't care. Like I know that also my taste in books is like so random too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like I'm not like offended ever.
Well, no, I mean for the author.
Oh, like, yeah. That's, you know what so I mean? True. I'm like, wait.
Like, I'm like, oh, God. Like, I don't want them to seem like the reviews ever.
I feel about, like, when I talk about Iron Flame. Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm so sorry. Because I love you.
Yes.
I love the book. But I'm so sorry.
I just feel like it's, like, really personal.
I have to be honest, though.
I have to tell the girls. I'm sorry. You know?
I have to tell them the truth. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. But I, like, screenshot a lot of recs that I see on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I think my main thing, too, when I first started getting into reading, I was reading... Well, I've always been into reading, but when I got back to reading fiction as an adult, like 4 years ago, I just went through the Before We Were Strangers and Last Lessons in Paris, like the gateway drugs to reading. And yes. I read all of those. And then I was like, okay, these are my favorite authors. I read all of those books. And then I sometimes, if I really don't know, I'll go on Amazon and just type the book in and then go to the ones that are recommended. But like beneath. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's mainly where I'm getting the recs. Do you think we have any more unpopular opinions on books? Like, can you think of...
Let me see if I wrote anything down.
Okay, have you heard the Chestnut Spring series?
Okay, I haven't read it, but I see it everywhere. And I don't know if I'm going to read it because I don't know if I'm like a, I don't know if I'm like a cowgirl romance or like cowboy romance reader.
It's not really, I wouldn't say it's like.
That's what I thought it was.
It's not cowboy in the way that you think it is.
Okay.
It's not, I read the first book and I like was like, this is the book people are talking. Like normally I'm with the girls. Like normally I agree with everyone. I was like, this was not good, but I posted it. And besides my first ACOTAR review, that was the most controversial. And everyone's like, just read the second book. It's so amazing. There were so many comments saying that. So I will read the second book. But I just did not like the... Like, it. I was like, all right, let's get through this. Like,
okay. I felt that way. I just read Say You Swear by Megan Brady or something like that. Mm-hmm. And everyone... Like, I posted and I was like, I cannot finish this book, you guys. Like, this is like really like... It's very difficult for me. And they were like, oh my God, like you just have to get like more than half, like read a little bit more. And I'm like, I'm 75% through this book. It's not for me. Like, and so I feel like that was like a book that I just read that I was like, wow, that was painful.
Yeah. Christina Lauren for me also is like very hit or miss. Cause I loved Christina to Love in Other Words. I think the title. I loved that book, but there's other ones that I just like The Unhoneymooners, I feel like is on everyone's list. And like, I just like...
Never read it.
I never read it. And I like, I'm like, I just wouldn't... But it's enemies to lovers, I think.
Wait, maybe this is unpopular for me. I've never read Emily Henry. I've never read a single book by her. And I don't think that I ever will.
I was actually going to ask that about earlier. Like, I don't think earlier.
I've ever read... well, I mean, I know I haven't read any Emily Henry, but I don't think I actually ever will read an Emily Henry book.
I loved Beach Read and I liked the last one and I did not like the other two, like at all. She's very hit or miss for me.
I think the reason I probably won't is because I feel like those books, I should have read them in the time that I was getting into reading.
Yes, totally.
I think it was like if you're coming into reading, those would have been good books to read. But I never read them when I was starting out. So now that I've read so much and there's so many authors that I love, I'm like, this isn't probably going to do it for me.
Totally.
Which is maybe not right because everyone loves it. Like maybe I'll give it a chance one day, but.
Well, to be fair, I read Beach Read when I was getting back into fiction reading. Yeah. I always think that like what books I would go back and actually hate now.
Yeah.
That I read then. And I thought this is the best thing that's ever, you know, and now I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't know. You know what? Like I am worried. Like, do you like as much as I love Freda McFadden, I am always saying like, guys, they're literally copies of another book, like the exact same plotline.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to get like sued for defamation? I just want to say allegedly she does that.
Allegedly that's what's happening. But I don't care. I will read every Freda McFadden book ever. I love them.
If anything, I kind of appreciate it. Because if you like a certain book, it's not, the only one that I was like, okay, I didn't like was The Housemaid in the sense of like, I just knew exactly what was going to happen. So it took away the... Oh, this is exciting. I just read the one that's like a Verity ripoff and I liked that one. So if you, I don't know which one it was. Let me look this up because if you like Verity, you should read this book. It's the exact same thing.
Well, I mean, they all kind of give that.
Wait, which one was it though? I can't even, did I not put it on my Goodreads? Oh my God. That's horrible. Let me see. Cause this is actually a good rec. Was it The Locked Door? Okay, I literally cannot remember. Okay, I honestly can't remember. I'll figure it out. I'll put it on the Instagram. But honestly, I just want to say, like, I love Freda McFadden, and I don't care if they're loosely inspired. They're just good.
Have you read Lucy Foley? Any books by her?
I don't like Lucy Foley, I think.
Wait, really?
The Paris Apartment.
That's okay.
I didn't like that book at all.
Okay, that's okay, because I think she has, like, an interesting writing style. Yeah. The way she does it, it's, like, yeah, five people, you read all their perspectives, the whole book.
But you would love that because you love the different perspectives.
I love that because I love a different perspective, but I love her for thrillers. Like, I read The Guest List by her, and then I read The Paris Apartment, and I loved them. But then I recommended it to Poppy, and she was like, I didn't like that. It was too bouncy. Like, I was bouncing around to different people. Yeah. I love that, which is so interesting.
Have you ever read Ellen Hildebrand?
No.
I just don't.
And I always
think
see
it's
you,
for you.
I always see but you posting about it, but I feel like I can tell by certain things if I won't like it. But then I'm like, there's certain books that are like so opposite to what I like that I really enjoy.
I actually think that you would like The Perfect Couple.
Okay.
Maybe I'll and add it's it to my always list. Different. It's a lot of different perspectives. I love Ellen. Like, we're so obsessed. That's why we do our Nantucket trip. We literally are friends with her at this point. Like, we like talk to her.
I always see you talking about her, and I just never know if it's my vibe. Like, I'm like such a little like smut queen. Like, that's just like a romance novel for me. Like, I'm like, if there's actually no smut in it, like, what am I doing here?
I just love Nantucket too. Like, that's my favorite place in the world.
I know.
So I love, and I love an author that has a common theme. And she has her last book on Nantucket. Like, she's retiring her Nantucket novels.
Okay.
After this, I think it comes out in like June. And I just love her. And her books all tie together. There's the same people. And also, like, when we went to Nantucket for the first time, I knew everything because it's all in the books.
I've read about this.
Yes. And, like, they even do, like, we stayed at the Nantucket Hotel when Hotel Nantucket came out. Like, there's certain drinks from her novels that they do now. Like, there's certain products that are sold because of that. I mean, she's like the Kim Kardashian of Nantucket. Like, seriously.
I love that, though. I love when characters connect. I love when authors, like, continue characters throughout, like, a bunch of series.
Yes.
Like, you get to know that. I love that.
It's really cool. So I do like that. And I do think you would like The Perfect Couple. And
I'll add it.
Yeah. That's, like, getting
Add it to my list.
Made into a movie right now.
Yeah.
Last thing we're going to do. Hollywood casting for ACOTAR.
Oh, this is so hard for me, though. Like, I was thinking about it. The way that I picture, like, Rhysand, like, the way I picture him is, like, he's too beautiful. He doesn't exist.
Okay, got it.
In my head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. This is a little bit off topic.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, a person, like, are there, like, people that you always picture? Like, I picture, like, the same, like, four guys. Like, every time I read a book, like, I'm like, you're in this category. So whenever I'm reading it, I'm like, I picture you. Or I picture the same girl every time.
Yes, but they're not real people.
They're not celebrities.
No. And I don't even have like facial recognition to the characters. Like, they just exist. What I will say is I have about four houses that I always picture everything in.
Yes.
And it's so random because it's like friends that weren't like my best friend growing up. Like,
I saw you talk about this.
It's so bizarre. Like, one of the houses, I actually should have told this. Like, it's like a friend of mine that like I've known forever. Her mom does my interest. I was on like phone with her this week. And I was like, I should tell her this, but I forgot. I picture books in there, and I did go to their house a lot growing up, but like, I don't know why I pick that house. I pick another, and they're all like middle school friends that I don't know why it's those houses.
Yeah.
So it's more so the locations than it is characters.
The girl is always me.
Okay.
Like, that's how I always pick. Literally,
how do I make this about me?
No, like, they'll be like, she had like red hair and she was 5'2". I'm like, no. She had blue eyes. She's brown hair.
Absolutely.
She's 5'5". She looks exactly like me. Like, just kind of switch things. Oh my God. If they have a man bun. No, they don't. They've never had a man bun. It's like happening.
Danielle and Brooke, like, they take descriptions very seriously in books. This is what I've noticed about them. And I just like to make my own description. The author will say anything. Like, Ellen is very descriptive. She'll give you every single thing. And they're like, I just like change it if I don't like it or whatever. And I'm like, no, I don't even change it if I don't like it. Like, I change it
anyway.
It's in one ear, out the other. Like, they look like what I want them to look like.
This is selective to me. Yes. Like, I actually don't have to go with what you're saying.
Yes.
Like, I know I should, but you don't really look how I thought you would look. Mm-hmm. So like, we're not going to do that.
We have selective reading.
Yeah, I have selective reading for sure. The girls always look like me and the guy always looks like Theo James. Like, I'm like, I actually don't really care. It's either like Theo James or, oh, when I was reading Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score, it's like country, you know, like Grumpy Sunshine. I'm like, you are so Matthew McConaughey. Like, you're country. Yes. Like, you're just like hot. Like, that's what we're going for.
I need to date like a Matthew McConaughey. That's like exactly the vibe that I need to
date.
That
is the vibe.
Who's like 30. So if someone like knows someone, let me know.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
I'll get on that.
But I definitely have selective reading. How do you feel about It Ends With Us casting and stuff?
Horrible. Terrible. Don't even want to look at it. Like, I can't.
It's like really bad.
You know, maybe in the movie, it will come across differently. Because there's been some like movies that I feel like have strange casting that I'm like, I wouldn't have picked that. And then it kind of fits the role. So maybe it will work out in the end. But I don't. I love Blake Lively, but I really don't feel like that's the role that she should have been in. I also think it's a very young book and it's just not right.
Did you listen to Colleen's explanation Like, did you see this? So the explanation behind why they're so much older than they are in the books is because when she wrote it ends with us, whatever, what is his job? He's like a surgeon.
Yeah.
At 24. You can't be that at 24. Yeah. So she's like, there wasn't really much thought process behind the age and the career path that he was in.
Yeah.
So we had to age them up for the film. We were correcting it in the film. And I'm like, honestly, just stick with it.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just, I don't know. I just didn't love
I don't feel good
that
about
casting.
It.
When it comes to Akatar, I don't know how I picture the man because I picture him really beautiful. When it comes to the girl, Feyre, I picture her like maybe not looking this way, but like personality vibe wise, I kind of picture her as like Emma Watson, like mm-hmm. someone who like has like a strong personality, but also was like a little bit more shy because I feel like that's
kind of delicate.
Yes, kind of delicate in a way. Like I don't picture them like super like fierce. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
But like does have a backbone.
And kind of like the hair.
Yes.
The texture of the hair is kind of like wispy almost. Like I don't know how to describe it. I don't even know if that makes sense, but like full but like thin and like blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
I
put on this for Fourth Wing. For Violet, I picture her as that Alexandra Daddario girl. She's from Percy Jackson. You know, really blue eyes.
Yes, yes.
And like super dark hair. I like see her as Violet. Like I'm like, that could be you. She has like a striking like look to her. And like, I feel like she plays characters that are that way.
Very striking. Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's my picture. But like, I picture like the same like four guys, like every single time I read a book. It's like Paul Walker. Like I literally dream of this man. It's like sickening. Paul Walker, Matthew McConaughey, yeah, Theo James.
I just feel like I don't even know who I picture. Like I feel like I don't physically see them. I don't know how to describe it.
And then it's me.
Yeah, obviously.
It's just us. It's just
the common denominator is myself.
The common denominator is every character looks like me. It like bothers me. Like when I'm reading the book and then they're like, yeah, and she like put her like red ponytail up. I'm like, oh my God, you're annoying me. Stop.
That's not what she looks like.
She doesn't look like that. She looks just like me. God, you're interrupting my fantasy. You're like killing my vibe. This is your book, but you're killing my vibe.
No, that's like so real.
Yeah.
That's so real.
Yeah, that's how it has to be.
Okay, we need to do another book episode at like the end of the year. So
I would love that.
Maybe we can do like all of our reads from this year and go through it or something.
Yeah, that would be so fun. What is your Goodreads goal? Like,
I think I have like 55 this year.
Okay, that's good.
I did 100 one year. Oh. And I read 11 books in January.
That's pretty
and
much
that was
chill.
Incredible.
I could not.
It was maybe. Hard too because like when you start dating, like I started dating someone and that was tough for a couple months. Honestly, the reason my Goodreads got screwed up this past year was because I had a couple months there where I was always on the phone and this person really disrupted my reading time.
Yeah.
And honestly, like good riddance because then I got back to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really hard when you're like dating.
Yeah,
you're in a good place because you guys have been together. So you're not like on the phone. You live together.
Yeah. I'm like, please leave me alone. Like go in the other room and do not interrupt this time. This is like sacred time for
me. I do a lot of like, I read a lot of nonfiction too. And because I read it every morning. So I should do an entire solo episode on nonfiction book recs.
Yeah, I would love that because I honestly need more that are that way.
I've got good ones that aren't too much, but like I'm genuinely learning. But the thing is, I'll hop or fixate on a book and then I record a whole solo episode on it. And it's the same authors. I've done it twice now.
Yeah, so, perfect.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, well, we really need to wrap this up because we're only going to talk for 3 hours. So thank you so much for coming on. And where can they find you and all of your book recs?
Okay, well, you can find me on Instagram, Keaton Milburn. That's it. And then
your YouTube?
On YouTube, I do like book reviews and stuff like that. And I forget to plug. Like every time I go somewhere, people ask me that and I like don't know what I'm talking about. I have a YouTube channel, just Keaton Milburn. And then I also post like lots of book content on TikTok. Like I feel like that's where I post the most book stuff is on my TikTok. And it's just Keaton Milburn. Yeah. Just type me in. I'll be on there. And Goodreads. I'm just Keaton Milburn everywhere. You'll find me.
Amazing.
That's me. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.